Okay, this is Kathleen Holt, and I'm here with Orville Anstep from Ingalls, Kansas, currently from Ingalls.
Yes.
This is September 12, 2014. We are at the Cimarron City Library about 12:20 this afternoon. Orville, if you'll introduce yourself, we'll just start talking. We'll forget the formal part then.
I'm Orville Anstett, from Ingalls. What else do you
The
need?
date? What's, oh, this is, I said this is September 12th. Oh, what's your birth date?
9th day of June, 1931.
All right. Well, Orville, we're talking about this. I think we've talked about this interviews about for the Gray County Veterans Memorial. And tell me when you were in the service and the kind of about that period of your life. How'd that happen?
Well, I was going to graduate from Holcomb in 1950, and I wanted to go to JUCO, but I was helping my dad farm around here. We had land out east in Holcomb where the packing plant's at. And I've always had a hankering for the military and for the Air Force. I mean, I started flying when I was a kid. 15 years old, and I had 1 hour duel, and I was ready to solo, but I couldn't solo until I was 16. So down through the years, I've flown, and come 1951, I said I didn't want to farm. I wanted to go to the military. My great grandfather was in the German, Spanish German or French German War back in the 1870s. My grandfather. I'm talking about my dad's side. He was on the Great War before Cuban down in Cuba, you know. And then my dad was in World War I, and I had two brothers in World War II, and I had a brother-in-law in the Philippines, and then I was in Korea and Vietnam. And I had a brother that served in Vietnam. And then I had a nephew that served on, so we got a military history.
Yes, you do.
And I just wanted to.
Just take a moment. Just take a moment. You want to see if there's some tissue back there? I think that could be. I appreciate this is hard to talk about, and I'm really glad you're willing to do it. You do have quite a history, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it's
That's something. Were they all, anybody else in that batch flying?
well, on my mother's side, she had two brothers, and Uncle Pete died of a cancer back then. And now it'd be colon, known as colon cancer. Back then is what it was. And Uncle Barney, Pete didn't have any kids, and Uncle Barney had a son and a daughter. And his son turned out to be part of the invasion fleet over in France, but I don't know anything more about it. Point behind this, Grandpa Blackburn was a veteran of World War I, but he served here in the States. He was what they called a muler, took care of the mules. They used a lot of mules back then. So he took care of the mule, and they called him a muler. And there was another name that went to it, but there's a
That's
lady
right.
president of Canada.
What if I cover up my ears?
That isn't all that bad, but. No, there's a lot of military history. People in our side, the dad's side of the family, that was in the military, and so kind of a tradition. I wanted to be part, but I wanted to fly. That was my aim. I could care less. Somebody offered $1 million. I don't want that. I want to fly. I mean, that's.
You just had a
You
passion.
know, it's yes, it's a passion. You just don't. So, Dad said, if you want to go to school, go down here to community college. And I went down and made my enrollment, and they wouldn't know if I was, because I was a little huskier then, they wouldn't know if I wanted to